Thank you, Mr. President, and also from my side, thanks to the different panelists, of course, also the SGA, the director, for very insightful, informative presentations, which will occupy our minds for the weeks and months to come. And of course, welcome to the new director. We look forward to cooperating with you on the very important portfolios that you will oversee. On behalf of the European Union Member States, I would like to thank the Secretariat for the background note on this very important topic. Indeed, inclusive trade, as well as state intervention in support of industrial sectors, have been in our focus for quite some time. In fact, the EU communication on WTO reform, tabled some 18 months ago, addresses these very same policy challenges. Looking at trade inclusiveness, we believe there are two important aspects to this concept. First, and in fact in line with the intervention made by Ambassador Wilson, there is the issue of ensuring that trade policymaking processes are inclusive. This means that relevant authorities and stakeholders have the necessary capacity and tools to take part in and deliberate on policymaking. This applies to domestic and international policymaking, which need to be consistent, transparent, accountable, and in line with the relevant international commitments. The EU has long history in providing such capacity building to our partner countries, be it through bilateral programs or through multilateral organizations, including UNCTAD, WTO, and ITC. Second, there is the issue of, as the title of this session calls it, realizing inclusive trade gains both between and within countries. Trade has contributed to lift 1.5 billion people out of poverty, effectively supporting inclusive trade gains. However, non-market practices, especially when not fully transparent, may unlevel that playing field and exacerbate the number of losers in the rest of the world. That is why it is crucial to preserve an enforceable, rule-based multilateral trading system, underpinned by an independent and operational dispute settlement system and supported through enhanced transparency rules, especially as regards industrial policy. In respect to in-country inclusive trade gains, which is essentially a domestic responsibility, nevertheless, we cannot ignore the policy relevance of this issue also in multilateral fora. Indeed, for trade to be part of a solution toolbox for the current socio-economic challenges, we need to deepen our understanding of how the gains from trade can be spread more widely. Our discussions should explore the necessary complementary policy, tools, and frameworks that need to be in place to facilitate inclusive trade outcomes, for instance, on labor market policies, skills development, social policies, and support during adjustment processes, to name but a few. The second part of the background note provides many domestic country experiences on how to make trade gains more inclusive. This is particularly important for the parts of the society that are traditionally on the margins of trade gains, such as women, rural communities, SMEs, and the informal sector in general. The EU and its member states are highly aware of these challenges, which is why we remain the leading global provider of aid for trade, whilst providing a preferential access to EU market to all but 19 partners around the world. In conclusion, Mr. President, we would also like to draw attention to the recent WTO World Trade Report, which was also already mentioned, and released only, 8 days ago, I believe. This report, as we know, also focuses on trade inclusion, both in-country and between-country dimensions. And we'd like to call on the Secretariat to continue working together with WTO as well as other relevant organizations on this very important topic to ensure policy coherence, in particular in case more robust methodologies for in-country or cross-country trade inclusiveness data are to be developed. Thank you.